Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Now, I like being in America. I used to be an American hater, and now I'm all for this place, man. I've come out here. This is the greatest country in the world. I've been out to Iraq and Afghanistan. I've actually met American soldiers and entertained them and a great bunch of people. And I tell you what, you don't want to go out to that war, man. It's scary. I flew in. They flew me into Kuwait. They picked me up in a helicopter to fly me into Baghdad. Now, they give you a bulletproof vest and a helmet. Now, all the soldiers have camouflage bulletproof vests and helmets. My one, blue. And I ask them, why is my vest and helmet blue? And they go, that's so that the enemy knows that you're a civilian. Does the enemy care? That's what I'm really concerned about. If they care, because I've never been a sniper, nor am I planning on being a sniper any day soon, but I know that every time I got off a helicopter, I was surrounded by men with guns that protected me and walked out. Now, if I was a sniper, I'd be going, geez, the bastard in blue looks important. Now, they pick us up in a helicopter, and it's all very stressful, right? And they put us on, they give me my helmet and my vest, and I set it off with a lovely red shirt coming out the sleeves, because I'm a genius, and then I put my Ray-Bans on, we get in the helicopter, we start flying. It's just like Apocalypse Now. It's great. We're looking all over in the desert and all over Baghdad. May I say, what a beautiful city. Lovely. What a beautiful... Go there. Untouched. Anyway, so I'm looking out over the city and we're flying along in the helicopter. Now, as you get over the danger area in Baghdad, what they do is they shoot flares out from the helicopter's wings and then the helicopter goes from side to side like this. Now, the reason they do that is when you fly over the danger zone, if there's any heat-seeking missiles, they'll be distracted by the flares and the helicopter will fly out of any range. Now, they didn't tell me this was going to happen. As far as I was concerned, the wings have just exploded and we're about to plummet to our death. So I hear this bang. I start screaming. We're gonna die! Now, my manager who was sitting next to me, he starts laughing because he's done this trip before. The pilots start laughing. The gunner who's looking out over the ground, he starts laughing. I vomit all over my vest. So I'm now covered in vomit over my blue vest. Everyone's laughing at me and I'm doing this thing. Ah, oh, you soldiers are a good laugh. Ah, oh, you a fun bunch. Now, we fly a little bit further and I see a little Arab fella on the ground with a handgun shooting up at the helicopter. Just bang, bang, bang. And as soon as I see that, I freak out once again, right? We're gonna die! We're being fired on! Everyone starts laughing at me once again. The pilots are laughing, the gunner's laughing. And I'm there going, what's wrong? We're being fired on. The gunner turns around, he goes, Jim, this is a military helicopter. That's a handgun. We're gonna be okay. We have a bulletproof bottom. And even if we didn't, we're so high up that the bullets can't reach us. They'll just sort of go like that. And I went, oh. And I jokingly said, I bet you our bullets can reach him. And he went, oh yeah. And the little guy died. And I was like, I was just saying. I didn't want anyone to die. I'm glad that we as a unit can all enjoy the misery of someone else's death in a comedy club.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.